Unit 22, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. David is from Britain and Zhou Lan is from China.
Number 2. He is from Canada and he is of Canadian nationality.
Number 3. I'm British, but I'm not English.
Number 4. Have you got a map to show me? I'm puzzled.
Number 5. Try to match the numbers on the map with those words.
Number 6. On the right is a map of the islands of Britain and Ireland.
Number 7. No place in Britain is over 120 kilometers away from the sea.
Number 8. Most Irish people go to church every Sunday, and the church plays an important part in people's lives.
Number 9. Cardiff is on the south coast of Wales, and it is to the west of London.
Number 10. In fact, the British Isles contain a variety of peoples, and only the people of England call themselves English. The others refer to themselves as the Welsh, Scottish, or Irish.
Section 2, Dialogue 1, Finding Directions.
Let's go to Newbury.
Where is it? I can't see it on the map.
It's 90 kilometers west of London.
Ah, there it is. But it's about 50 kilometers from here. Let's go to the New Forest. That's very near.
The New Forest? Where is it on the map?
Finding directions.
Let's go to Newbury.
Where is it? I can't see it on the map.
It's 90 kilometers west of London.
Ah, there it is. But it's about 50 kilometers from here. Let's go to the New Forest. That's very near.
The New Forest? Where is it on the map?
Dialogue 2. At the travel agency.
Can I help you?
I want to go to Italy.
Where would you like to go in Italy, sir?
I want to go to Rome.
And when do you want to go?
Next week, Wednesday.
Sorry, sir. You can't fly to Rome on Wednesday or Tuesday. All the flights are full. You'll have to go on Thursday.
Can I go by train? I want to get to Rome on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. And you can get your ticket here. But you'll have to leave on Tuesday morning.
Okay. At the travel agency.
Can I help you?
I want to go to Italy.
Where would you like to go in Italy, sir?
I want to go to Rome.
And when do you want to go?
Next week, Wednesday.
Sorry, sir. You can't fly to Rome on Wednesday or Tuesday. All the flights are full. You'll have to go on Thursday.
Can I go by train? I want to get to Rome on Wednesday.
Yes, sir. And you can get your ticket here. But you'll have to leave on Tuesday morning.
Okay. Test 2, Section 1. Wishing customs. In England, there are a number of special wells called wishing wells. Some people think that if you throw a coin into the water and make a wish, the wish will come true later. Also in England, there are other wishing customs that take place at Christmas and on birthdays. At Christmas, people like to eat turkey, and somewhere inside every turkey there is a special bone, shaped like the letter Y. It is called the wishbone. The person who finds this bone is thought to be rather lucky. He invites someone else to break the bone with him. Each person holds one arm of the bone with his fingers and pulls. When the bone breaks, the person who has the larger part makes a secret wish, which is certain to come true within a year. On your birthday, you are given a large cake with some candles pushed into the top. There is one candle for each year you have lived. So, if you are 15 years old, you will have 15 candles. If you are 60 years old, you will have so many candles that you will not be able to see the cake. Before the cake is cut, all the candles are lit. Your friends and family stand around and sing, "Happy birthday to you." And you shut your eyes, make a wish, and blow out all the candles. Your wish will come true. Do these customs work? There is an old English saying, If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. This saying reminds you that you shouldn't waste time wishing for things you cannot possibly have. It won't bring you any blessing. Wishing customs. In England, there are a number of special wells called wishing wells. Some people think that if you throw a coin into the water and make a wish, the wish will come true later. Also in England, there are other wishing customs that take place at Christmas and on birthdays. At Christmas, people like to eat turkey, and somewhere inside every turkey there is a special bone, shaped like the letter Y. It is called the wishbone. The person who finds this bone is thought to be rather lucky. He invites someone else to break the bone with him. Each person holds one arm of the bone with his fingers and pulls. When the bone breaks, the person who has the larger part makes a secret wish, which is certain to come true within a year. On your birthday, you are given a large cake with some candles pushed into the top. There is one candle for each year you have lived. So, if you are 15 years old, you will have 15 candles. If you are 60 years old, you will have so many candles that you will not be able to see the cake. Before the cake is cut, all the candles are lit. Your friends and family stand around and sing, "Happy birthday to you!" And you shut your eyes, make a wish, and blow out all the candles. Your wish will come true. Do these customs work? There is an old English saying, "If wishes were horses, beggars would ride." This saying reminds you that you shouldn't waste time wishing for things you cannot possibly have. It won't bring you any blessing. Wishing customs. In England, there are a number of special wells called wishing wells. Some people think that if you throw a coin into the water and make a wish, the wish will come true later. Also in England, there are other wishing customs that take place at Christmas and on birthdays. At Christmas, people like to eat turkey, and somewhere inside every turkey there is a special bone, shaped like the letter Y. It is called the wishbone. The person who finds this bone is thought to be rather lucky. He invites someone else to break the bone with him. Each person holds one arm of the bone with his fingers and pulls. When the bone breaks, the person who has the larger part makes a secret wish, which is certain to come true within a year. On your birthday, you are given a large cake with some candles pushed into the top. There is one candle for each year you have lived. So, if you are 15 years old, you will have 15 candles. If you are 60 years old, you will have so many candles that you will not be able to see the cake. Before the cake is cut, all the candles are lit. Your friends and family stand around and sing, "Happy birthday to you!" And you shut your eyes, make a wish, and blow out all the candles. Your wish will come true. Do these customs work? There is an old English saying, "If wishes were horses, beggars would ride." This saying reminds you that you shouldn't waste time wishing for things you cannot possibly have. It won't bring you any blessing.